Good morning, everyone. I'm Yushu. Today, I'm going to talk about the rapid assessment of soil quality using the lab-based infrared spectroscopic method. Soil quality is closely related to productivity and environmental quality. In order to evaluate soil quality, we need to choose the representative soil quality indicators, and we also want to specify the management goal, which is usually chosen to be crop yield. The traditional measurements of soil quality indicators can be costly and time-consuming, so people have come up with the infrared spectroscopic method because it is rapid, non-destructive, and cost-effective. In our study, we used the NIR and MIR spectra to get the calibration models for different soil quality indicators. So the IR calibration models have been developed at different study scales. However, whether the calibration set is similar to the prediction set greatly affects model performance. For example, when we applied the national model for our local soil samples, the determination of soil organic carbon was not reliable. So we assumed that the intrinsic spectral features need to be selected to make the model more transferable. In most studies, the whole NIR or MIR spectra are used for model building. However, it is noted that soil organic matter is actually the determining factor for soil optical properties. The properties that are associated with such soil organic components are not commonly used for model development, so it requires further study. Different chemometric techniques have been applied to extract information from the spectra. The most commonly used one is PLSR. It is a linear method, but it might cause overfitting problems. So people have come up with some other nonlinear methods, such as random forest. It is a relatively new method. Since the spectral variables involved for model building are enormous, wavelength selection tools have been developed to save computation time. In our study, we investigated whether these tools would be useful to potentially improve model performance. We also tried to interpret the most influential spectral variables selected by such models in order to better understand the mechanisms. So from literature review, we got such refined spectral regions that are associated with soil organic matter as indicated in these red boxes. And we hypothesized that if we use such refined models, it will help us to improve model performance compared to using the whole spectra. The objectives of this study, first, we want to see if the refined model that we proposed would be useful. And we tried to get our local calibration models using different chemometric techniques. We also investigated whether the wavelength selection tool would be useful and to try to understand the most influential spectral features. Finally, we explored the relationship between soil quality indicators and the surrogate crop yield index, which is NDVI. In our study, the soil samples came from different regions. As we can see from the map, they have different parent materials. So we took the top soil samples and we measured different types of soil properties. For NDVI data, we got it from the Landsat satellite. First, we took the air-dried samples for IR analysis. For NIR analysis, they can be analyzed directly by such a machine, but pellets were prepared for MIR analysis, so it took longer time. First, we separate the soil samples randomly into calibration set and validation set. Then, using the calibration set, we got different types of calibration models. In the end, we evaluated the model performance by looking at both the error metrics and the influential spectral features. This table showed the results of error metrics of different NIR models. So first, we can look at the different model types. WH means we used the whole spectra, or G means this is the refined model that we proposed, which is associated with soil organic components. And the third type of model means we used the Monte Carlo feature selection tool before conducting PLS regression. And we can see we report the results from three different divisions of calibration set and validation set, and we got relatively different results. In this study, we would generally compare the different RPD values, which is the standard deviation of the validation set and the standard error of predictions. An RPD value larger than 2 would be considered reliable. Here are some examples of the comparisons. The refined model didn't work compared to using the whole spectra for soil organic carbon and NDVI. And this is the result for the MIR models. We can see that the Monte Carlo feature selection tool was very useful for improving model performance. But it was not the case for the refined model when we compare it to using the whole spectra. So we can categorize the soil quality indicators into different groups according to the RPD values. In our study, the soil organic carbon and calcium were relatively reliably predicted. But for the soil quality indicators in the second group, the models were useful, but it would be better if we could further improve such models. Particularly for NDVI, we got comparable results to some other soil biochemical indicators like potentially mineralizable nitrogen and fluorescent diacetate hydrolysis. For soil quality indicators in the last group, the models were not reliable. So these are the comparisons of different spectral regions. Generally speaking, NIR models were got relatively better fits than MIR models. It's probably because more spectral variables were involved for MIR model building, so it caused overfitting problems. It's also likely that the preparation for the pellets introduced some experimental errors. So this graph showed a random separation of calibration set and validation set. Since we got very different results each time, so the results need to interpret it with caution. Using a ANOVA, we came to the conclusion that the chemometric techniques significantly affected model fits. Our refined model didn't work, probably because soil spectra are complicated by both the organic and inorganic components. The Monte Carlo feature selection tool was very useful. Random forest model slightly outperformed the PLSR model in NIR regions. And here's the direct comparison of random forest model and PLSR model. Although we got better fits for random forest model, the slope was more deviate from 1 in random forest model when we compare it to the PLSR model, which means when we have low or high contents of soil property, it's probably better predicted by PLSR model. Considering that the Monte Carlo feature selection tool was very useful, here we tried to interpret the most influential spectral features and compared that to the regions that are associated with soil organic matter as indicated in these gray areas. Although we didn't find direct link here, we can still do some other work. Here we have reviewed the most influential spectral features from other studies and compared that to the regions that we selected by the Monte Carlo feature selection tool. We found that the results were similar for soil organic carbon and total nitrogen. It's probably because these soil properties are infrared active, but it's not the case for soil pH and soil nutrients, which indicates that the models for those soil properties are probably non-transferable. So we can conclude the spectral regions that are influential in the different studies, and that can be explained by different factors including soil organic matter, carbonate, soil iron oxide, and soil clay minerals. Using principal component analysis, we can visualize the soils from different regions, which means they have different parent materials. More than 60% of the variability were explained by using the first two principal components using an IR spectra, so they were separated clearly from each other. And the most explanatory features can be explained by soil water, clay minerals, and some other soil organic functional groups. But the separation for MIR spectra were not reliable because they were not clearly separated from each other, and the most explanatory features can be explained by iron oxide and quartz. Lastly, we also conducted the regression of soil quality indicators for the management goal, crop yield. The regression was relatively reliable for soybean fields, but it's not the case for the corn fields. And the most explanatory soil quality indicators include soil organic carbon, total nitrogen, bulk density, palm, and calcium. We know that using the IR technology in our study, we got relatively reliable results for soil organic carbon, total nitrogen, and calcium. So the IR technology was very useful for providing us with some critical information about the soil quality indicators that are indicative of the management goal. To summarize, our refined model didn't work, so it requires further study. The random forest model slightly outperformed the PLSR model, but we need to understand better about both the advantages and disadvantages of this random forest model. Our local model were successful for predicting soil organic carbon and calcium. The NIR spectroscopy was more time efficient and accurate than MIR spectroscopy. The monocolor feature selection tool was very useful in our study, so further work would be good for us to better understand the influential spectral variables and compare that to different soil components, and these tools might be promising for us to further develop them. Thanks to Dr. Yuget for access to some data sets for the soil quality indicators, and thanks to Dr. Wells for the national model, and thanks to my mentors, my committee members, and my advisor, Dr. Wander. Some key references and additional references would be available. Thank you, and I will take any questions if you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we have a couple minutes for questions. Anybody have a question for Yushu?
Well, the question is, the near worked better than mid, so in the future, would I just focus on near or focus on both? I would say, like, in literature review, actually, some other studies, they got better fits for mid-infrared, but it's possible because they didn't use the pellet method, but I used the pellet method, so it introduced more errors. So in the future, I think if near is enough, like, to get the accuracy that we want, then I would focus on near, but if I change another method for the mid, I think I can also investigate that one.
Anybody have another question for Yushu? If not, thank you very much, Yushu.